with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If this is your first time tuning in and you've been listening, this is pretty typical how the Grilling Guys work. We had a show plan of about 70 pages, and we haven't hit one yet. We were talking during the break. We're like, God, we haven't even talked on jerky yet. And I'm like, well, you really haven't even given them a sausage recipe yet either.
And I won't.
They're all on the website.
Right, they are.
GrillingGuys.com.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would never want to ask anybody to write down all this stuff as we babble on, because
right.
I'm probably going to lose my place. There's a jerky that years ago I went nuts in the kitchen and came up with, like, I don't know, seven different variations, just probably trying to be crazy. And the amazing thing was, it didn't matter what combinations I used if the bases were there. And the bases, I'm going to tell you, are kind of simple. It's Worcestershire and maybe oil. What else is in common in these? Brown sugar, soy sauce, and tenderizer. Those are kind of the red wine vinegar. Those are kind of the fundamentals of what makes a good marinade in almost anything, right?
Right.
Some wine, some soy, and some Worcestershire. Those are in, like, I think your favorite Bloody Mary, maybe. But,
yeah.
But it's real easy. So one that I named Oh Yeah because that's what I said when I took my first sample. It was, and before I even get on with this, you can find them on thegrillingguys.com. You can also find all of our sponsors on the right-hand side. Click on those links, and it'll take you right to their current sales.
Yeah, Black Friday stuff is running rampant with them.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Yeah.
And once again, the best grill gift for the griller in your world is a ThermoPen. Everybody has to have one.
And if you hit the MyPillow site, remember your code is BBQ.
Right, and you'll get all the current sales.
So here's, I stopped and bought some jerky from somebody I won't name. I didn't get a chance to go to Sobeys before I ran up the last time, and I bought somewhere else. And this guy cuts his jerky too thick.
Oh, yeah.
And when I gave a piece to my brother-in-law, the first thing he did was took a bite, and he goes, that's too thick. And I didn't say a word. I said, absolutely. It changes it. Jerky's not supposed to be a meal.
Right.
It's supposed to be something you tear off and chew for a good long time.
Right.
Because you have
It's full
time.
Of flavor.
Yeah.
And it's full of flavor. Right.
So the first key is cut your meat consistently. And I'm going to say maybe no more than between an eighth and a quarter inch thick.
Okay.
And if it's venison, a quarter inch is good because it's so lean. And if you cut it consistently, you'll know when it's done. You also know when it's overdone.
Right.
And you don't want to overdo it because that meat is too dear to you.
So all puns intended. One thing that I would tell you, when you're cutting the meat, you want to go across the grain, not with the grain. And you'll see grain in the meat.
Well,
I like it across because it breaks off better. If you go with the grain, you're pulling that grain.
That's right. It depends on how you like your jerky. You
right.
said I like.
Right.
And that's a great point. A lot of times meat guys will use flank steak, and they'll go long with the grain. So you get these long strands, and you get to tear it as you eat it. Some people prefer to do that.
Sure.
I have too much dental work to make that work very well
right.
for me.
Yep.
I always get stuck in my teeth.
And you don't want more.
No.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But so that's a great point, Jop. So cut it consistently. So here's, oh yeah, this is an easy one. And again, I was just getting silly, but it's cracked pepper, cayenne pepper, onion, two cloves of crushed garlic, some A1 steak sauce, my boy's favorite, Worcestershire, paprika, celery powder, tenderizer, and sea salt. And that's just a really good one. Now, this was Rob Russell's favorite. It was really simple. It was a quarter teaspoon of hot sauce, minced garlic, sea salt, celery powder. Nope, that's not it. I grabbed the wrong one. Regardless, here's another one. This is cool. It's called Great Jerky. Again,
you guys studied hard to get these names, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. This was post Rob Russell. It was rest in peace. He was no longer with me when I wrote these out. sea salt, cracked pepper, brown sugar, soy, Worcestershire, garlic, celery powder, tenderizer, and sea salt again.
Yeah, that's going to have a nice. That's going to have that little sweet, salty flavor. That one is a great jerky because I'm a sweet and savory guy.
You can play with this. Here's the cool thing: if you have enough meat, hopefully you do, you can just make small batches,
right,
and try them. Get your smoker going and don't let it stop. Just keep it going.
Yeah, I'm looking at this great jerky recipe that is again on thegrillingguys.com. And it says 1 pound of lean meat is where you start, thinly sliced.
Yep.
So you're not making giant batches here.
And one thing I used to do when I'd visit Rob in Topeka was we'd go see his favorite butcher.
Right.
And he made jerky out of chuck roast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very basic blend. It was like almost just salt and pepper.
Okay.
And we'd get it right out of the smoker. Of course, we were in the back with him.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
If you have a chuck roast in your freezer and it's getting a little freezer burnt, pull it out, cut the freezer burn off of it, and you can go along the grain, across the grain, however you want. I would tell you to cut the fat off it because you don't need the mess.
Right.
But try making some chuck roast jerky if you don't have deer to work with. This is Western barbecue jerky. It's more brown sugar, pepper, red wine vinegar, cayenne, ketchup, onion powder, garlic powder, dry mustard, celery powder, tenderizer, and sea salt.
Yeah, so I'm seeing that consistency right there on the last three. All of these, the last three items are celery powder, tenderizer, and sea salt. Now, McCormick's makes a meat tenderizer that my mom used to use when we were growing up. You know, you didn't have the best cuts of meat, so she'd cover it with that meat tenderizer. And it just breaks down the fibers a little bit. And because when you're drying this meat, you're making it a little tougher.
Yeah.
Right? When the reason people don't like well-done meat is because it dries out and it gets tough.
Well, that's
what really
I'm,
what you're doing
and,
with jerky.
And that's what I'm telling you. If you're using venison, I was going to say jenison.
Yeah. They have venison.
You got to be really careful about the amount of time you leave it on your smoker.
Right.
Because if you overdo it, it's crispy. It's dry. It's disappointing.
And how do you know? Keep when it starts tasting. Looking good, you just take a bite.
Yeah.
And then if it's too not done yet, you let it go and take another
bite. And as it cools off, it's also evaporating. It's dehydrating.
Yep.
So there's a certain point, and you'll get better at it, where you just have to know when that time is that this is about where I want to pull it off. So it'll still dehydrate a bit, but be moist enough to be good. And then I would tell you, if you don't have a seal of meal, get one. This one's called Grillin' Guys Terry Jerky. And it's a half bottle of teriyaki sauce. I did it the easy way instead of making it. Ground mustard, sea salt, honey, cayenne, and 2 tablespoons of jalapeno juice with some paprika. And I use if you make your own jalapenos or if you buy the pickled jalapenos, whatever, that vinegar is like gold.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got some kick to it. So I use that. Now, this one was something I just got stupid on because I had a bottle. What?
Let me ask you one thing. We've gone through five or six recipes here. What we haven't addressed yet is how long do you put it in this marinade before you pull it out and cook it?
That depends on how much flavor you want to impart. And you can reuse the brine for the next batch if you keep doing it.
Right.
But I'm going to say in the fridge for 4 hours. If it's on the counter, 2 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
This one, I had a bottle of from when I was back in the turkey frying days, Creole butter. Remember that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember the company that
Chattery,
I used to buy.
Tony Chattery
could
or
have been,
something it
yeah.
was. Yeah, yeah.
But that Creole butter is basically a garlic butter.
Uh-huh.
So you could make your own too like Charlie did. But it's also got some cayenne in it. So that I put Creole butter, a 16-ounce bottle of it, red pepper flakes, cayenne, tenderizer, celery powder, and sea salt. I made a mistake before. I said celery salt. Celery powder and sea salt are the natural cures.
Right.
This one I call Frontier Jerky. It's salt, pepper, Worcestershire, garlic, celery, and tenderizer and sea salt. This one was twisted. I loved it. I called it twisted because I was really going berserk at this point. Soy sauce, olive oil, lemon, Worcestershire, dried basil from the garden, dried parsley, and white pepper.
Yeah. Good stuff. All these are on thegrillingguys.com.
And they're
check
all
it
good.
Out.
They're,
yeah,
all,
they're
good.
All good. And if you're smoking this stuff, hardwood is where you want to go. Bob has hickory all over his property, and every time he drops one of those, I make sure I load up a couple totes because it's wonderful to smoke with. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a smoker. I know it's a little chilly and windy today, but, hey, you never want to stop cooking outside. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Have fun with your sausage.